Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like Eyal to Yahshua. Eyal come along like Eyal to Elohim. Eyal come along like Eyal to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bra. Come along.
Again, aka the Shadow Ben One, Pastor Servant of Christ. We are always changing lives, one mind at a time, by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. You are tuning in, whether you're tuning in, looking at us, or you're listening to us, you're tuning in to Kofi Speaks on NSS Radio. Thank you so much for doing so, by the way. This is I am Pastor Kofi, and we are making sure that we continue to talk about a whole bunch of different things going on. Of course, before we even open the show, please make sure that you're checking out nsfatherhood.org. That's N as in national, S as in saving, fatherhood.org. Also, to make it a point to look at many different things that NSF Radio has. You know, even check out hashtag NSF Radio if you go to places like TikTok, or even if you go to Google, check us out to see what's going on. I am also part of a group that comes on Thursdays called the Powerhouse Squad, so feel free to join us and listen to what we have to say there. Also, too, we have shows on finance. We have shows that even deal with comedy to be able to give you a little break through all, so many different things going on. And King Cam, who is on evenings from 10 o'clock a.m. until midnight, he has a lot of stuff for you guys as well. Matter of fact, let's see if we can go ahead and get him to speak for himself when it's talking concerning the midnight oil. So let me see if I can go ahead and get him on here for you guys. Also, you might know King Cam as, looks like I'm having problems finding his stuff. Oh, here we go. So let's go ahead and let you guys see the King Cam or hear rather the King Cam ad and what King Cam has to say. So before we get too much deeper into it, here we go.
Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hit. An all-time favorite.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so you guys heard it for yourself. That's King Cam right there. Very good, brother. And once again, if you know him on TikTok, you know him as Marcus Speaks. On this radio show, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different issues. You guys will be able to hear about things going on now. You'll be able to talk about things historically. He's a wealth of knowledge with things concerning Kemet. He's actually a teacher by profession. I would say go ahead and tune into him. Listen to him. So many great things that are going on there. Of course, with the Powerhouse Squad, this Brother Tone, Brother Alfred, and myself, Brother Tone does stuff financially as well. And we're thankful. And, you know, you guys have been helping us, blessing us, donating, and also you got us to a point to where there's a little bit of advertising coming in. So you guys are helping us to be able to not only be a blessing to you, but be a blessing to ourselves, and eventually down the road be a blessing to so many more, especially fathers out there, but even all family members, all human beings out there, members of the human family. So thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening in today, this is Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. And this is the second Wednesday, so the second, radio spot us on NSF Radio. If you're somebody that's not listening, make sure that you take time out to go and sign up to be able to listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. That way, even if you can't, or even if you don't get the notification, or if you're at work, you can't listen, whatever, you can always listen to the recording later on to be able to hear what we're talking about. Today, we're going to be speaking specifically on even though it's not something that's my cup of tea per se, because I'm not an American, I don't really care about Republicans, Democrats. I believe that all presidents have really not done us any good as a people. But I felt that it was necessary to discuss some things that are going on. And, people have been so afraid, is Trump going to actually leave? Is the president going to stay in? And, I've been telling people that the military has already made it very clear that they're not going to get into the business supporting somebody just because they're a Republican or a Democrat. People say, well, what about the commander-in-chief? He's the commander-in-chief. The commander-in-chief cannot tell the military to fight against you Americans, because they're supposed to defend against terrorism, both foreign and domestic, right? So they can't turn around and be terrorists. They can't turn around and make King the head monarch. And really, if we even get deeper into some of the stuff, to be honest, obviously, he's just the president. And I know some people don't like it when we talk about that, but if we could understand this about any of the presidents, we would actually be pretty good in where we are. We would be pretty clear in where we are. We wouldn't have a lot of the issues and stuff that we have now. Because if you recognize that they're just the president, you understand that they are underneath somebody else's regime. They're underneath somebody else's power structure. They are not telling you things because they want to tell you things. Sometimes they might agree with what they're being told to tell you, but they are telling you things because they represent somebody higher than themselves. Think, for those of you who can remember, think Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X always started everything off with, "The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us thus and so." It always was such. He even if he told you something, he always said, "The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us thus and so." And the one time that he got in serious trouble with Elijah Muhammad was because of what? Because apparently he was not making sure that he taught exactly what Elijah Muhammad wanted him to say. That's what, supposedly starts all the stuff and has him in a place that he is, and et cetera, right? Which I agree with 99.9% of that, right? But if you look at that, really what we're dealing with is Malcolm X then gets outside of the Nation of Islam eventually, after he realizes not only will he not be allowed to speak, but he'll probably never be able to do anything of value for them, and his family will continue to struggle and stuff. When he leaves, he says, okay, now when he leaves, what happens? Now, all of a sudden, he starts saying, well, he even comes out and says, well, before you always heard me say the honorable Elijah Muhammad said thus and so, blah, 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 this and that. He said, but now that I am not of them, you know, this is what I teach. He still said, I give credit to him because I wouldn't have what I have or became who I became without him. But I give him credit, but he is not the person who I represent when I speak. I represent Allah, and I represent, really, in the political manner, I represent myself and what I believe that we need for our people. This is the same thing that is with the president. The president does not speak on behalf of himself. He does not even speak on behalf of the typical American. He speaks on behalf of the one percenters who actually lead the country. He speaks on behalf of the people who raise enough money to get him into the presidency, because he hopes to be able to get their support and then get their support again to be able to be voted in the second time. Then they hope and pray that somebody else will come behind, who's coming behind them, who's part of the same party, who will try to extend what they've done. They're hoping that they will then turn around and support them as well, right? So that's what you're really dealing with, is those are the people that are in power. And we have this weird thing thinking that Trump or Obama or Bush or whomever, they are the people that are in power. They are just the president, right?
As we understand that,
they literally are just the president. When we get that in our mindset, we understand clearly, oh, okay, we shouldn't fret too much about this. But I wanted to put this up because I hear so many people that are worried and concerned and frustrated and what's going to happen and this and that or whatever. Look, if you are an American, comprehend and get this, that Trump is going to end up leaving office, whether he's forced out or whether what will really happen, which is he will walk his behind out the door, even if he's not there to shake hands with Biden or go through some natural, you know, change in the guard. Now, if you notice, he's been changing his language even once he got all his stuff stripped from him as far as Twitter and all these different things. And, you know, the military made it clear, which we're going to get into, that they're not going to support this. He's now all of a sudden changed his language. Now all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, we're going to be there for everybody. We're going to be there for the people. We need to make sure it's a peaceful transition. We're going to do our best to make sure it's a peaceful transition. You're hearing different language coming from Trump. Now, the reason this is, even if you don't believe it, though, even if you don't believe he wants it to happen, comprehend it will happen. And I'm putting this here not because, once again, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, or even because I'm an American. I see that there are a lot of people that are worried specifically about, will Trump not let go of office? Will we end up having to go to war as a people? Will there be a civil war to allow stuff to transition? And I was listening to somebody who I regard highly when it comes to American politics and how the Constitution works, because, once again, not my bag. Not something that I'm focused on, not something that I'm worried about, not something that I want to go ahead and have happen, not something that I'm sitting here worried about, whether people you know, really believe in Biden or Camilla, or if Camilla's good or bad, blah, blah. Like, all of them are attached to a perverted system, no matter who you are. If you're in the system that governs people, that's called the Republic of the United States of America, it is designed to keep certain people on top and certain people on the bottom. This is known. You can argue it. You can try and say you're going to change it from within the system. But if you don't use a different system, you're part of the same patriarchal society, part of the same chauvinistic society, et cetera, all the different terms that we have for it. Now, all that being said, though, here's the thing that you need to remember and recognize and comprehend that will help you to be in a position to realize, okay, we're good. Okay, I shouldn't be afraid that the military is going to be part of some coup to take over. Here's what you need to recognize and realize, that the Joint Chiefs came out and spoke. Okay, if you're not familiar, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the people who are the head of each military group, right? And you're talking about the head of the United States Army, not no longer known necessarily as general of the Army, or at least no longer having the five stars, right? That would be on the shoulder or, you know, on the collar, whatever. But, you know, the general of the Army, or the person in charge of the Army, the highest general in the Air Force, the highest general in the Marine Corps, and the highest admiral of the Navy have come out and they've given a statement as far as what they will and will not support. Right. So this is stuff that you need to do, because they use certain language, certain words carry weight. Right. Even legally, they're letting you know. So they said, we will. I need you to understand, just before we even get into it, they said, we will. What does will mean? As far as what they mean when they talk about it and I'm somebody who's been in the military. Right. I'm a veteran. So I can tell you from experience, when somebody says we will do, talking about what they're supposed to do in the military, they're saying that this is our goal. this is what we have signed on to, and we believe that we have the military might to ensure that it happens exactly as we say it will. Okay? So for those of you who are afraid, those of you who are frightened, like I said, I'm not even coming from a political point of view. I'm just trying to put some people at ease and help you to realize that a lot of this stuff that you're hearing about, oh, there's going to be a war, will Trump let it go, about Trump doesn't have the power. I'm trying to just help you guys to be more at ease, whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're independent, whether you're kingdom-minded, whatever. I want you to comprehend that everything's going to be okay, because if you're an American or if you live in America, that government has made it a point, I'm sorry, the Republic of the United States of America. If you live in the Republic of the United States of America, understand that government has made it a point to come out and tell you guys that your military has said, we are not going to support and we will not support tyranny. We will not support things that go against Congress, from the times of constitutional Congress. What they're telling you is, hey, Pence himself, although he still supports Trump to a certain extent, saying we won't invoke the 25th Amendment, Pence himself still, after having his life threatened by Trump, right, and trying to therefore worry about running away from the people who are going to try and kill him, understand that Pence still signed off as he was supposed to by law, by your American law. He still signed off on Donald Trump or Donald Trump losing the election. Therefore, by law and by tradition and by governance, Joe Biden on January 20th must and will, according to the military, must and will become your president. And they will not support tyranny. They even talked about in the same letter, the same statement that was made that I'm talking about, they even made it specifically talked about the events of January the 6th, bringing out what happened and saying that that is something that they are against. They were appalled by it. They are disgusted by it. They do not support it, and they do not believe in that type of stuff, and they will not support the mindset of those people. Will not. They're saying as a United States militaristic institution, we have decided already as a governing body, not just people in the military voting, as the Joint Chiefs, that everybody in the military has been trained to listen to whatever they tell them to do, right? The Joint Chiefs have came together and said, if the president really, well, let me say what they said, then I'll try and translate. They've come across and they've said that we will not support anything other than what is American governance, tradition, creed, law, etc. So what they low-key said without saying it out loud is that if Donald Trump were to try to find any way to keep power, we as the United States military are not on board for that, and we will, not we might, we will, not we could, but they said we will. That means as a result of our will, we've decided that we will use our power to knock him out. If we have to arrest him, we will. If we have to arrest people, if we can't blame him specifically legally, if we have to knock out everybody who's supporting him, so be it. If we hear about people who are rioting or shooting or doing all types of stuff in the streets because they don't like what's going on, we will come after them. We will come after them, and we'll see, because they didn't really do anything when people came up on the Capitol building, right? So we'll see if they would actually treat the Trump supporters like they treated Black Lives Matter protesters and like they were treating them in Seattle and shooting people in the head, to the point to where the FBI had to come out and start putting restraining orders, and the government rather had to start putting restraining orders against their own FBI agents because of the craziness they were doing to people. So we'll see if they would treat them the same way that they treated, and did things as far as the National Guard, as far as police officers walking around tear gassing. We can't say every military. Now, I'll give credit where credit's due. A lot of people that were military members and military leaders that were out there ensured that people did not receive the same treatment from police. So I will give some credit there, right? We can't say that they were doing the exact same thing. But we'll see, because they, even though, once again, they had to listen to the government, they had to listen, and nobody said, hey, send the National Guard over there, send the military over there, so they didn't do so. Also, too, though, nobody prepared them. So, that was on, the people who were Republicans who would then come out and come against Trump. They're just as much to blame for some of this as anybody else, right? And you got to learn about how they're playing people against each other. That's why I don't fall into Republican or Democrat. The second I do, I have to play the same game everybody else does, which is we'll blame one side for what both sides do in coercion all the time. But understand, they use the language, we will. That means that we're not playing with it. And they, so when they use that language, And they say, we will do this. We will take care of this. We do, come against people who are both foreign and domestic. I understand that both sides, Republicans and Democrats in this thing, have been fighting each other and being this concept and thought process that, hey, Milton, you know, both of us are supported by the Constitution, right, which is why the Constitution, even when it comes to the American Constitution, you have to kind of say a lot of that stuff is wild because it's up for debate or people are trying to debate the ideals, which are their narratives, right, versus what the Constitution actually, who it was written for, why it was written, et cetera. Whether you want to put amendments on it or not, it was never written for everybody in the first place, right? So these are some of the things that we're still dealing with. Oh, I'm sorry, I see I am Joy or hello. I'm sorry if I didn't say hello to you earlier. I didn't even notice it popped up, so I apologize. But, you know, these are the things that we're dealing with still as a people. These are the things we're dealing with still when it comes to righteousness. These are the things we're dealing with still when it comes to people not being in place, right? We have to make sure that we deal with those things. So, but anyways, going back to the original point, let me stay on point as we get ready to have our last 9 minutes or so on the show. I just want to remind you guys again that if you are an American, or if you live in the Republic of the United States of America, if you are somebody who believes that the president is the leader of the free world, and that's not just people who are in the Republic, but those are people all over the world, I just want to ensure you that I want to tell you that the military has came out, the leadership of your military has came out and said, we are not going to support any type or anything or anyone or anybody who comes against Joe Biden being your president. So he will become your president. I just wanted to put that out there. Please do not be frustrated. Please do not worry. Please do not get into this game of I'm going to listen to CNN or Fox News. Please don't wait for somebody to tell you how there's going to be a fight. Now, there might be people who try to fight, but see, this is the great thing about this fight. If the military came out and told you that they're going to squash it, that means if somebody decides in Tuscaloosa on January 20th after being drunk, that them and their buddies are going to go out and they're going to look to try and create war and havoc, there's going to be military personnel that's coming for them. And that's different than a lot of these police who allow people to just go through a building, right? There's military coming for them. And even if people don't want to support Biden, they have a creed, and they have people that have guns fixed on them to where if they decide they're going to abstain from their duties, or if they decide they're going to go AWOL, or if they decide they're going to try and turn against their fellow soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors, there are people that are coming from them too. So even though I'm somebody who says we got to be in the system but not of it, I am also somebody who is not going to act like I need to be ignorant of how the system works. And ignorance of how the system works is kind of what has us in this position to where we're afraid. I've been telling people for the longest time, and now the military has came out and said it. People thought that Pence was going to change it. Pence came out and supported what the Republic of the United States law said. He had no choice. People around here thinking that Biden – I'm sorry, that Biden's too weak, rather, to take over for Trump. Biden's not the one that's going to make Trump, you know, leave. Just like if Obama had tried to stay, there's nothing that he could have done to stay in, right? The military would have been there to be able to say, you got to roll out. And as long as those Joint Chiefs of Staff, which make their whole living and everything based on trying to act as if they are the best people, not best people for us, but best people when it comes to upholding the Republic, right? Understand that every president's job is really to preserve the union. And, you know, every president works for people to preserve the union, to preserve it for certain ideology and for certain folks. All presidents have ever done that. No president has done anything different, because if you were going to help black people, you can't preserve the union. If you're going to help the poor, you can't preserve the union, right? If you're going to preserve capitalism being the main thing that drives your system, besides racism, you have to preserve that you can't preserve the system, rather. And so understand that these Joint Chiefs are the reverse. They're not really good when it comes to talking about capitalism and riches and all that. They're very good at preserving the union through force. That's what got them to where they are. They didn't get to the position that they were in because they were nice people. They didn't get to the position that they were in because they love everybody in America. They're not worried about all that. Their goal and their paycheck and their living lives very well. And they're even what they believe in, some of them believing wholeheartedly that the military must continue to be there and carry out the same tradition and cultures that it's always has. The thing that drives them is going to be making sure that they can at the end of the day, preserve the union. And the union's law says that Biden has been chosen. And that's where it's at. So if you have any fears, if you're worried about it, if you don't know what you're going to do concerning this, comprehend and understand, like, it's all good. Like, don't worry about it. Don't be frustrated. Don't get scared. The law is with you, right? And for those of you who don't like this or whatever on the other side, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's your country. That's your republic that you've said everything about it was great and grandiose and should always be defended and supported. That's what you defend and support. And I'm there with you. Like I said, I'm a veteran. So, you know, there was a time that I defended and supported it better than any of you. I am a veteran. So, you know, I still salute not the flag, but if there's a body that comes by, I'll salute the body as it's draped in the flag, because I was determined to give my life just as much as that person is. And you know, have had my life on the line or been willing to put my life on the line. You know, obviously others have had worse situations than I, so I'm not going to compare, you know, but yeah, I get it. But at the end of the day, quote unquote victory, it belongs to you today. It belongs to your system, and understand that if people try to come against it, they're not coming against the police this time. If the police try to come against it, they're not coming against the people this time. They're coming against the military, and the military is what allows anybody to have the power that they have in the first place. So thank you guys for being on. We're just about out of time. I appreciate the king and queen in each and every one of you, even if you're not living inside of that kingdom or queendom yet. I appreciate the potential king and queen in each and every one of you. As always, this is Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Band, one pastor servant to Christ. We're always changing lives one mind at a time, but being a voice of the voices, speaking the unspoken. If you'd like to be able to find out more things on how people can get in touch with you can get in touch with us or figure out how to advertise on the show, or you want to be able to help us out with things we're going to talk about, you can email us at KofiSpeaks@NSFRadio. That's N as in national, S as in saving, F as in fatherhood. So that's KofiSpeaks, KofiSpeaks at NSFFatherhood.org. Also, too, take time out if you would like to be able to follow us on many different platforms and help us out with stuff, whether it be food networking, whether it be cryptocurrency, crypto mining, classes on cryptocurrency, classes on Hebrew characters, natural medicine, black history, solutions from the black perspective, all these different things that are out there for us to be able to learn from and grow from. If you are somebody trying to help us, or even if you need help as far as life coaching, marital coaching, family coaching, you know, financial advice, advising. If you just want to reach out, you know, I don't mind if I have time, you know, to be able to give people the opportunity for us to just have conversation, a good conversation, whatever it is. You can reach out to us by simply just, and even on all the apps, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Helanus, Instagram, YouTube, Clapper, even Google. You know, if you're Googling us, Google search, just put in hashtag find the Kofi. That's F-I-N-D. K-O-F-I, hashtag find the Kofi. And lastly, you can text us, either for music lessons, things we do for the children, Sunday school type stuff, you know, schooling, homeschooling advice, all that stuff. Just text us at 202-599-7312. Again, that's 202-599-7312. Again, that is 202-599-7312. Last time, that's 202-599-7312. So I thank you guys. I appreciate the king and queen in each and every one of you. As always, remember, please, that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully, wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, we will be the reason why this world changes for the better. At the very least, we'll be the reason why people that are in the system no longer have to.
Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua. Y'all come along like y'all.